Been off for a while. Very excited to be back with the guys. If you see me run and do drills and stuff, I'm probably 100%. Really going to be excited to see in a couple weeks, actually get out on the field, running plays and stuff like that. So, do I have any limitations? Not at all.
And talking a little Chiefs football here as we get ready to break down this team. The offseason training program is underway, and finally we get a chance to see the return of Derek Johnson.
You know, even though it's just OTAs, this is going to help me get back to form. When the 2015 season hits around, I'll be going. I'm feeling good. Achilles is fine. Not feeling at all. Healthy. That's the main thing. If I can stay healthy, I can help this team. You know what? I missed a lot of football last year, so training camp, I am itching at the bit trying to get back there.
How good does it feel to be back in a training camp and after the injury?
You know, this training camp's going to suck physically. That's just what it is. But at the same time, I'm excited, man. When you get something taken away from you and you can get it back, I'm going to take advantage of it this year. But it's one of those things where I'm coming off an injury. Everybody wants to see is has he lost a step? Is he back to normal? Is he back to form? And I got a lot of stuff to prove, so I can't wait.
What do you think? You back to form?
Oh, yeah. No question. And now I'll make sure I show that as soon as I step foot on the field.
Everybody step up. Pedal to the metal every time. We're moving now. Let's go. Let's go. Moving and hitting. Let's go. Hey, keep putting the pedal to the metal on. Let's go. Don't let up. Run and hit. Boom!
A successful training camp was the culmination of a nearly year-long recovery process.
LB.
But the regular season was rapidly approaching, with DJ on the doorstep of a record that had gone untouched for nearly three decades.
You know, I think it'll speak to a guy who committed to an organization, had multiple contracts, played for a long time. I mean, you don't pick up those career statistics unless you're durable and smart. And, you know, I think it'll probably solidify his place up in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. I mean, I think his name's going to be up there at some point, and rightfully so, and solidifies him as one of the best linebackers that this franchise has ever had, which is, you know, pretty good company. You know, there's three Hall of Famers that played in that spot here, along with guys like Donnie Edwards and Gary Spaney, who played at a very high level. And, you know, Derek Johnson's as good as any of them.
You know, I'll be thinking about Derek because I know how special that is. I know what it takes, the hard work that he's put in. 1,000 is not where Derek will end up. He has the health and he has the speed to play a number of years longer.
You know, I think when he breaks that record, it will be a great sense of accomplishment for him. As a defender, it's tough to statistically make your mark. Well, he will have made a very big mark, and it will speak to how consistent he was.
I just know, you know, I'm a little bit closer, you know, regardless of how long it's been since I played. But I can't wait, man. I can't wait. The good thing about it, after that record's broken, I can get back to football, and I got a whole season left. So it'll be broken early, God willing. So